We met last week. We're in Perek Zion, Ish Yechidi, and we're discussing the what it means to be a Yehudi Makori. Makori, that's a difficult word. We'll see what it means now, Bezrat Hashem. When you take your car for a repair here in Israel, they ask you, do you want Makori Chalafim or do you want Sini? Do you want original parts or do you want from China? Somehow China is not original, Makori is whatever. And of course, the Makori is much more expensive. Makori means original, but it means more than that, and we'll see now what that means. We're going to learn a shtickle now that is very important, very yesodis. You say it every day. If you say Shiras Hayam in davening, you say this shtickle Torah every day. And we just say it doesn't mean anything to us. So today, maybe we can get some depth to this, some avoider from this, so we can do something with it. It's very important. I heard this idea for the first time at a chassana in New York. I went to a chassana in New York with a Talmud of mine who must have been over 20 years ago. I was sitting next to a certain Rav, and he pulled me over this idea from another place. But then the first time I ever said this word over in public was at a chassana of one of our Talmudim in London. He made the mitzvah last year, so of his first son. So the wedding must have been at least 15 years ago, the first time I said this over. You must have heard it from me before. It's a very powerful vote. It's not mine, it's the Shloch Kodosh. But it highlights what it means, what this concept of Makori, of original. Original is not the right translation, it's a lousy translation. We'll see what it means. Samda Peiches. Rabbeinu Gadol Bala Shloch Kodosh, Basara Mamoros. In the Ten Mamoros, in Maimer Rishon, he asks the following question. It says in the Pasuk, in Shmois, in Beshalach, it says in the Pasuk, by Shiras Hayam, V'zeu Remez HaPasuk, he says, Ze Keli V'anveihu, V'lo Kei Ovi V'aroi Memenuhu. He says in the Pasuk, we say it every day, Ze Keli V'anveihu, this is my God. Once again, it's in the singular, talking about me, my God, not our God, my God. But Anveihu is some kind of, I don't know, glorify, whatever the other article, and they translated. We'll see how they translated properly now. Elokei Ovi, the God of my father, Aroma Menuhu, and I will also, once again, Raymond was, I will elevate him, I will glorify, whatever the English translation is irrelevant. Ratzalena, says the Shloch Kodesh like this, Kesheze Keli, when it's my God, Shehu Keli Mitzad Hasagosi V'yadosi, but it's my God because it's Mitzad, I've grasped it and I have knowledge of this God, my personal acquisition. As V'anveihu, then it's Anveihu, Miloshen Ani V'hu. Anveihu, he says, Miloshen Ani V'hu, me and him. Ratzalema, Ani V'hu Dvukim B'yachad. Him and me are glued together, and the word dvaikus doesn't mean whatever. Okay, we'll maybe see. I don't know. Okay, anivu dvukim biyachad. Anveihu is anivu, and we together. That makes anveihu kviyachol. Ki hayadia nitfeses b'leiv. Because this yadia, this das, knowledge is a very poor translation of das. Again, we're dealing with grappling with very sensitive, very delicate concepts. And we're using a language that just doesn't do it. The English here just doesn't work. Das means, okay, we'll see what das means, we'll talk about that. Now, nitfeses b'leiv. That's what das is. Das is the knowledge that you and the knowledge become one. Das means chibur. Das means to join together. Amnam, kesh'ein li yedia mitzad asogo. However, when I don't have a yedia, it's not my own personal acquisitions, not my own personal attainment, my own knowledge. Rak mitzad Kabbalah, shu'el of kai avi, Kabbalah, we have a Messiah, it's ganz good. I have a Kabbalah, I have a Messiah, this is our God, we taught it by my father. As then, it's va'arema menuhu, ki hu ram v'niskav mimeni, v'ani merochot mi'ito m'matzfon alev. Then it's arema menuhu, it's very far away. Arema menuhu means very high, elevated, it's very far away from it. It means there's two asogos, there's two ways to relate, there's two ways to understand my relationship with Hashem. The one is that Zek Kaili, I have some personal connection to this. I have a inner reality that knows and is mechubah to this Kael. Therefore, it's Kaili, it's my own personal God. And then there's parts of my relationship with Hashem, which is not from my own personal apprehension of it. It's a Masorah, it's a Kabbalah. That's what I heard, that's what I learned, that's what the Gemara says, that's what the Musa Sforim said, that's what the Kabbalah Sforim said. Therefore, I have this idea. Then it's very far away from you. So it's either Ani v'hu b'yachad, him and me, we be dancing together, and or it's very far away from you. I have the Masorah. Good, that's where you start, but well, it's very far, it's not you. Why is this important? You'll remember that we spoke last week about a very important question, which I hope troubled you and bothered you and stopped you from sleeping this Shabbos. And that is if you discovered you weren't Jewish, would you Magaya? And we saw that young Bachur who decided not to Magaya. Just a very interesting observation, halachically. Somebody who asked the question, I can't remember. Well, what's the big deal? I mean, mentioned from the Pinkus. That he didn't understand what the Tav was right from anything was because the kid was a boy. It's not so posh, by the way. Al pi halacha, if somebody is magayed, or thus based in, when he gets to the mitzvah, he's given the choice to magaya. Let's say he wasn't given the choice. He doesn't know. He hasn't been told. He's only told when he's 20, or just before the chuppah. Paul's man, he hasn't been told that he's made a choice. He's Jewish. I remember that after we spoke last week, that the bottom line is I'm not going to the halacha here. This is a complicated halacha, but Pashtus, the bottom line is, Kulzman, the kid hasn't known about his situation, and he hasn't made a choice, he's Jewish, he's got a cheskes, he's a Jew. So he only becomes non-Jewish when he decides to opt out. He doesn't become Jewish when he opts in, he's Jewish. To stay Jewish, he has to, if this is all correct, this is a whole big sugar, but I'm just saying, Pashtus is, that's another way of answering the question of, well, what's Rukhtava's right? He's a boy, so what do you want? No, Kulzman, he hasn't opted out, he's still he's got a chazaka from Jewish. Anyway, so this kid discovered that he wasn't Jewish, and he decided to opt out. He said, Ech Yecholiyot. If he had sheikhs to it, was his own personal relationship, he was connected to it in a Makori way, in a personal way. How did you just throw that away? It must have been that he didn't have a connection to it. So that's what we see going on here. Zek Kaili, it's my God. That means I have an internal, I have sheikhs to this thing real, not theoretically. It's a real relationship. So then you don't just turf that so quickly. So you have a tool here to get in touch with this a little bit. And this lemaisa is the whole sugya of das, which I don't talk about because there are no words to talk about it. I've recommended it thousands of times. It's you can barely function as a human being in this world today without understanding the sugya of das. Rabbi Tetz has a wonderful shir on it. It's in all his shirim. It's in the Munna series. I think it's number 7. It's called Das Inner Knowledge. He found, after many years of struggling to give this over, he found some kind of a way of giving it over. He explains it through the entire Shia why what he's saying isn't really what he wants to say, because Das, you can't use words. That's the definition of Das. Das exists in a place where there's no words. But as we mentioned before, it is possible to connect, not only possible, it's what a whole Jew is. We're able to connect and to resonate, there's that word again, with things that are outside of us, with things that are bigger than us, which things that we're not there yet. You see, we have that ability. I'm not going to go into it now, but we have that ability to connect and relate to things that are much bigger than us. So that's how you get in touch with Das. And Das is that inner knowledge that knows because it knows, and it has no proofs, and it can't. It's the thing you use to know how you exist. You know that you exist. You can never prove that you know you exist. So anyway, that's something highly recommended. Go get up that chair, listen to it 50 times, and if you've got any questions after that, then get back to me and I'll put you in touch with your text. But you have to be in touch with us. It's not shaykh to be an Oyved Hashem, to be a big Torah, if you're not understanding where you connect with reality, internal reality, the reality that's bigger than you. To connect to the daily business world and the daily going and maintenance world, you don't need that much task. If you want to connect with reality, you want to be able to say, Zek Kaili, So there you have to have das, means you need to be aware of it, you need to have at least experienced it to know where it is, so that when it moves inside of you, you can sense it and grasp it. I know that didn't make too much sense, but like I said, you have to go and yarrow to it, so we actually found a way to articulate something that's not articulable. Fine. So, the work here, first of all, is to go find out what your connection is. Is your connection Zekeli, or is your connection Kelobi? Where is it coming from? For most of us, it's hopefully a bit of both. For some of us, there may be no Keli at all. It's all Kelobi. And then you need to start opening up some of your own real personal connection. For most of us, I guess it's a combination. There's aspects which are Zekeli, and I'm connected to that real. And I'm still grappling to expand that and to make that bigger while I'm still holding on to the Masoretes and the Kabbalahs. I think that's what's going on with me. I don't know what's going on with any of you, but it's certainly something one needs to be in touch with, and we're trying to expand that grasp, that das, the Zekeli. That's what we're trying to expand and expand more and more and more. So now, this he says, he carries on. Dvarim martitin eilu malandim otanu shim yediyiti es Hashem v'avodoysi es Hashem novad rak mikorach shu'u l'kayobim. Sorry, just before we can, you see this in the Shmon Esra as well. In the Shmon Esra, right at the beginning of Shmon Esra, this is the idea I heard in the Chasana back in New York 20 odd years ago. We say Elokei nu ve'elokei avoseinu. We say our God and the God of our fathers. You see, first it's my God, our God, personal, it's me. It's in the plural, because when I say it's in the plural, for whatever, I'm not going into that now. That's why the Shlubia from this person is much more real. But it's first Elokeinu, and then it's Elokei Aviv. Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. But first it has to be my personal connection. The Rosh Hashem in Tifrach once asked, what do you need the Tel Aviv for? If it's Zekeli, or it's Elokeinu, what do I need the Kalobi for? If you've got a personal relationship with Hashem, what do you have to have Kalobi for? You say the Kalobi is to make sure you're connecting with the right God. In your own inner reality, you can get very fooled very quickly. A lot of people did. A lot of people who thought they were connecting with reality, and they weren't. There's whole world religions today that were started by some guy who had some kind of a vision, a trance or whatever. And he thought he saw God, and God told him certain things, and he was wrong. In other words, for him that was Keli, but it wasn't Kelovit, it wasn't the real one. So you need the Kelovit to make sure that this Keli, what you're connecting with, is actually the right product. Otherwise, you can go very wrong. So that's what it's there for. It's the barometer to always test. You have to keep looking over your shoulder and making sure that this thing that you're connecting with is real. That's the real deal. It's not some kind of a, wow, I have this wonderful feeling, it makes me feel so good, and I'm feeling all ruchness and elevated and spiritual and whatever, and it could be whatever, but nothing to do with the real deal that we're trying to connect with. So that's what you need Kalati for. Okay, weiter. If my whole avodah, my whole connection to Hashem comes out of the fact, it flows out of the fact that this is my father's God, that I have a bit of a Masorah, the Ayinu Mamashe Meraditi Ma'avoysa V'Rabbaysa, what I learned from my father and from my rabbis, V'ilu Ani Atzmi Lo Hitvati Behen Es Choysomi Aishi, but this knowledge and avodah hasn't entered into my personal realm, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rochot Mimeni Minotzkon Alev, then Hashem is very far away, Mamash, you have no shaykhs to Hashem whatsoever. I mean, you have something very, very far away. Because there, lo yigal, the tachli nitzis, this place, I haven't got to the purpose that I'm trying to achieve. Uvavare shelo achush es ha'isha shebedati. I'm certainly not going to feel the simcha, the wealth, the beauty of my Yiddishkeit. Shekan hakesha b'ni levein Hashem is barach, lo makori. The relationship that I have with Hashem is not makori. It's not real, original. It will be original if it's your personal connection. It will be original, but I think the word here is it's not real. Lo ani b'chati bo, I never chose him. V'kol lo yitzhu rochek memeni min mitzvon alev, lo eske ledveikas b'elokim chayim. As long as it's not original, as long as it's not me, it's not real, so then it's I never chose this, I'm never be shaykhus to it, and I'm not resonating with it b'chlaf. I have no connection to it whatsoever. just, there it is, it's a theoretical, philosophical apprehension, but it has nothing to do with me personally. Adam shechayu makayim es mitzvahs boire lo makayriyos lo yichidoyos. Someone who's doing the mitzvahs of Hashem, but it's not with this connection, not with this reality, and not with his own individual connection. Rochoku mimekorachayim. It's news that I'm bringing you on this wonderful hot Sunday morning. It's you're very far away from reality. Rochok me'Hashem Elokim Chaim, very far from Hashem. U'ba'ifen zeh hu ma'abed es achius v'asimcha. When you're far away from Hashem, who's the source of simcha and the source of life, so then you lose that. If you're far away from Hashem, you don't have it. Chai, pirusha li'yais mekori. What does it mean, chai? What does life mean? It means to be mekori. We don't know what Makuri means. We don't know what Chai means. But yeah, it means to be real. It means to be mamash in touch with reality. Maim Chaim and Maim Hanoivi Mina Makor. What's called Maim Chaim in Torah? Maim Chaim means is water that's flowing from its source. Raka she adam magish ki avoidas Hashem u Chayel. She says, the person realizes, knows, internalizes that life is about avoidas Hashem. But that's his business. If you ask him, what do you do for a living? He says, I'm Isaac, in a way to Hashem. That's my Isaac. Panosa, I work as a lawyer, a doctor, whatever I do, it's a long shane, I write code, whatever. That's what you do for Panosa. But what's your career? What's your profession? The profession is I'm busy trying to connect to reality. That's what I do. A real living relationship with Hashem. Areze ois v'simen ki hisig es oisha v'akom v'yad. That's a sign that he is connected to the beauty, to that living, the beauty, the wondrousness of being connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That some of the stuff that came out in this Corona thing, having to daven alone, you know, davening in a minyan. Is and it's hard to get back davening a minyan afterwards. It's not so poshut. It's you connect to this in davening on your own. It's quite a powerful experience and hard to do when you're in a room with a lot of other people. Is you suddenly start realizing you want to do something davening. You can't just keep davening the way you've been davening because you understand that you're alone and you're not davening a minyan, and that's quite shocking news. For some people, it's not shocking news. They never daven in a minyan. They never daven, so it's not a problem for them. But for some people, are used to davening in a minyan. Or they have some connection to it. Davening is a problem. So one of the things I started working on was to just, when I'm davening, is to realize that I have shaykhus to something much bigger. I have shaykhus to something that's infinite. And then Mr. Brewer brings down that when you think of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have to think that he's Adon HaKol, and he was, is, and will be. He's infinite. So when you're davening, besides everything else, but the thought was that, one second, I'm Shaykh, I have a connection to the infinite, that changes one's whole davening. So you start connecting to that wondrousness, that the semi-life becomes quite mysterious and quite wonderful, and you connect in a real way, not through theory, but because you have some Shaykhs to it. Okay. Adam Zeh, this God that's living real, obviously, when he's got the connection, when he's in touch with us, he's able to pass it on to the next person. If Torah and mitzvahs is his business, that's what he does for a living, that's his profession. His profession is avodas Hashem. And the mitzvahs and the Torah that he has, that's his stock in trade. That's what he does. He chose them, he has connection to them, but his neshama, his nefesh, his whole being is excited about them, he loves them, he wants them, this is these are his goods, that's what he's selling. The simcha betuv leivo, and because he has this real connection, he's automatically the simcha betuv leivo. That's it, he can then pass it on to the next generation, or him or whatever, because he doesn't even have to work too hard at giving it over, people are naturally attracted to simcha and happiness. One kid who gone off the derech told me, he said, why would I want to follow in my parents' footsteps when they're miserable the whole time? Who wants to be with someone who's miserable? Nobody wants to. You naturally, automatically gravitate towards somebody who's happy and missing and fulfilled. You don't naturally gravitate towards people that are miserable and depressed. So anybody will tell you, you guys there that are out there, Kirill and Kirill, whatever, you'll see that those that are real and have this real connection, so they radiate. Asik Shudi Magish Kibanaf Shehu, we were Galaboma of Khadash, we is Mutmakorit Kadela Tsliakbo. Like I said, you have when it's your own real connection, so you reveal a different dimension and you're able to be more Matsliach. Umazois Kashe Adam Akain Tayrib Mitzrak Kemiloi Khaivatov Hayyudim. When a person's only keeping the mitzvahs because that's what you have to do. You have to do, like a soldier. I'm doing what he has to do because that's what you have to do. By the way, that's not a bad place to be. That's not a bad place to stop, by the way. You know, we're not knocking that. But if that's all you're doing, it is hardly living. It's just, you know, people like this. Just do the mitzvahs because that's what you have to do. But it's not real. It's not. It's just you're doing the rituals. It's like a dry tree that's not producing fruit. When a person loves the relationship, he loves his Judaism with the Boya Olam, and he chooses his Yiddishkeit through an understanding that this is the greatest happiness, is the best thing in the world for him, this is the greatest wealth that a person can attain. Becomes very individual and very makori. There's that word again. Very real. You know that when you meet the Gadol Yisrael, so first of all, the first thing that's striking is that they're very different from every other God of Israel. Very different. It's quite amazing that the more people get into Torah, the more they keep the Torah, the more they align with Torah and resonating with Torah, the more different they become. Counterintuitive, you would think that everybody would just become more and more involved in Torah, you'd become more like everybody else. We kind of hold on to some of our own individuality. We don't want to get involved in Torah because we're scared we'll just become like everybody else. But you see, the opposite is true. Well, the greats, the giants, the masters of Torah are very different from all the others. When you learn, you see that clearly. Going back even to the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Rishonim, even Ada Yom Hazeh, they might be facing the same direction, they may have the same goal, the same everything, but the way you get there, the way they learn, the way they relate, very, very different. Their personalities are fired up and they are very fully actualized in who they are as rabid individuals. That's why sometimes you find big machlekas in between them, because they are very, very different, and that's what you want. Not the machlekas, I'm saying, but the machlekas l'shem shemaim is very good. But so I don't know what this thing on my screen is here. I don't know if you can see it. Whatever. Anyway, not serious. So that's the vote. We need to be choosing it from a, just one second, there's something on the screen that's driving me nuts. I suppose I have to live with it. Okay. Just one second, what do we get up to? Yeah, okay. But Koichel Hakrin is called, I'll call Sivosel Ashkel Achirim. So he can, that light, that simcha, that reality that he has, keep that chance into the whole world. I'm a Kuriyoch Adam Ruchesh La'atzma by the voice, that originality, that connection that a person. Rapids or Yakros Lashkir, I'll call Sivosel Moisa. He has more and more influence on the world around him, and you see that. You see that with the Gedolei Yisrael, you never let the Dalet us and I mean, you look at the Alter Slobodka. The Alter Slobodka produced whatever Torah we have in the world today, came via the Talmudim of the Alter Slobodka, and he very, very rarely left his room. You know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't go out, he doesn't do shiurim, he's not a public speaker, he's not an orator, he says very, very little, he writes, besides his sorry, but he writes very little for anybody, and yet he's mashpia the entire world. The entire world is turning to him. That's this bright light when a person can, has to. ובתרה לאז ולהמחיש את הדברים, ניתן דוגמה הממשכי של רעיון זה. Ahudas Adi, it's a very beautiful idea from the Tzimcha Vasima, Ahudas many, many years ago, over 50 years ago. He brings the same idea down here, I don't know where he got it, he got it from the Tzimcha, it's a nice marshal. It just makes what we're talking about a little bit real. But Sota Brit, Amtziu Tapuach Adama Sinteti, Shet Taima Vareich is shoving with Tapuach Adama Makori. They invented a synthetic potato. Looks like a potato, tastes like a potato. You can do whatever you want, the same as you can with potatoes. You can make chips, you can make baked potato, you can make fries, you can make you made vodka out of potatoes. It's quite a versatile vegetable, potatoes. But this synthetic potato has all the qualities and all the values, and you can't tell the difference between a real potato. Well, I'm soft synthetic, but at the end of the day, it's not a real potato, it's a synthetic potato. So where do you see the difference? Where does the difference between a real potato and a synthetic potato manifest? It's exactly the same. That same nourishment, same vitamins. The same everything. There's a pol a torava. So where do you see the difference? It's portion. The poor chadama synthetic ayu matzmiach. The poor chadama cherim. A synthetic potato can't produce other potatoes. A real potato, very easy. Just slice off any part of that little potato, stick it in the ground, and it will grow more potatoes. Synthetic potatoes don't produce more potatoes. That's the bottom line. Akadosh Baruch Hu ma'anyen sheniyeh mekorim mashvim u'makrinim es ruchanoseinu al b'nei b'seinu v'al yoladeinu. The Akadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be real and original and connected in such a way that it spills over, first of all, close to home, and then further out the home, but at least in the home. Yeah, let's stop there. We've got a minute left. I'm going to stop here because we're about to enter into a whole long arichas here. To start now is just going to be a waste of time. So I'd rather, if there's any questions, comments, reactions, otherwise we can stop a minute or two early and give you time to think about what we've said. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Asher.